This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Alyssa Block. And as we head toward year's end, we thought we'd take a listen to some recent classical music releases. Starting with this one from a young group that would probably shudder at being stuck in that classical box. They're called Y Music. That's the letter Y Music. We're listening to their debut album titled Beautiful Mechanical. I'm joined by the host of Public Radio's Performance Today, Fred Child, who flagged this album to our attention. Hi, Fred.
Hi, Melissa.
And tell us more about Y Music. What caught your ear?
Well, first of all, really interesting ensemble. To me, this is one of the groups that is really helping to shape the future of classical music. You might have heard this term indie classical or alt classical being kicked around. And this scene is really beginning to thrive in several cities around the country, especially in New York and especially in the borough of Brooklyn. There's so many 20-something and 30-something musicians who are classically trained and love and play a huge range of music. Now, rock and pop and hip-hop and folk music and much, much more. Six musicians in Y Music, kind of a mini orchestra, violin, viola, cello, flute, clarinet, and trumpet.
I think a guitar in there, too. Mostly all Juilliard-trained, I read, Fred. And this tune we're listening to, written by Annie Clark, also known as St. Vincent, a New York indie musician.
This piece, Proven Badlands, I find this really beautiful. To me, this almost sounds like the soundtrack to a 21st century Western movie.
I'm really fond of the last track on this album from Y Music. It's titled simply Song. It's by Gabriel Kahane.
Yeah, a little bit of electric guitar at the beginning, and then the trumpet comes in over the top.
That old classical music standby, the electric guitar.
You know, this really points to the fact that these musicians don't draw distinctions anymore between what used to be very sharply delineated genres. Classical, pop, rock, jazz, folk. It's just music to these musicians, and they draw on whatever feels right for the moment, whatever feels right for the piece.
So that's the sextet called Y Music. And let's pivot to another young group, Fred. This is the piano duo of Anderson and Rowe. Their new album is called When Words Fade.
I actually want to start this by playing a little bit of a track for you. And Melissa, tell me when you recognize this.
Okay, Fred, I've had the advantage of having heard this already and seen the album, so I know what's coming. But I'm going to tell you, it would be right around... Okay, I'd like to say it would be right around here that I would recognize that this is, in fact, Michael Jackson's Billie Jean.
You are correct.
Amazing.
A piano four hands arrangement, a piano duet arrangement of Billie Jean. Again, classically trained musicians, Greg Anderson and Elizabeth Joy Rowe. They both just turned 30 this year, and they grew up loving a huge range of music. They think Michael Jackson's a great musical genius. They think Mozart is a great musical genius. And in fact, they're side by side on this album. One of the things I love, their inventive arrangements, the way they choose to arrange the notes on the piano, they make it very much their own. I I love what they do with that Michael Jackson tune, and they do the same thing with classical composers as well. The very next track is a piece by Antonio Vivaldi from the early 1700s. It's an aria from an opera by Vivaldi called I Feel Within a Rain of Tears. And what they did to create the sound of kind of a rain of tears, they went to the hardware store and they built some mutes that they put inside the piano and that kind of mute the strings, and they create this beautiful sound like falling raindrops or teardrops.
So that's the piano duo Anderson & Rowe. This is their new album, When Words Fade. And your last choice, Fred, is more purely classically traditional.
Yes, right down the center of the classical tradition, the Emerson String Quartet, without a doubt, the great American string quartet of our time. Their new recording this fall, a set of three string quartets by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
And Fred, we're listening right now to the first of the three Prussian quartets on this new release.
Yes, and they're called the Prussian quartets because Mozart wrote these for the Prussian king at the time, a guy named Friedrich Wilhelm II. The king was a cellist himself, but he was not a great cellist. So Mozart had to write these quartets so the king could play if he wanted to. He had to write cello parts that were interesting, not too hard, but at times were in the lead, everybody else following the cello. There's a moment in this first quartet in the third movement where you can hear this happening. You hear the two violins playing for a few seconds, and it's almost like they bow down to the cello.
Huh. I'm thinking, Fred, that the cellist here in the Emerson String Quartet, David Finkel, would be challenging your notion that this is not too tough to play. Easy for you to say.
It's true. Easy to say. And actually something David Finkel does really well, he brings out a kind of singing quality from these lines. In fact, the members of the Emerson Quartet say that when they play Mozart, one of their primary goals is to get a real sense of singing in their string playing.
Fred, it's great to talk to you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Melissa.
That's Fred Child, host of the American Public Media program Performance Today. We've been talking about Mozart's Prussian quartets, performed by the Emerson String Quartet. We also heard the piano duo Anderson & Rowe's new release, When Words Fade, and the debut album from the sextet Y Music, titled Beautiful Mechanical. You're listening to NPR.